This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Whether we believe in our self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
Give us more authority and more ability.
All of this talk about rules, we make them up as we go along.
A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose.
Put the legislation together to control the people.
We go through the gates close, we'll go over the fence is too high, we'll pull them all in. If that doesn't work, we'll parachute in, but we're going to get health care reform passed.
They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
There needs to be a focus on an immediate increase in spending.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer is yes, I'm telling you.
We have so many people who can't see a fat man standing beside a thin one without coming to the conclusion the fat man got that way by taking advantage of the thin one.
I think there are a lot of very rich people out there whom we can tax at a point down the road and recover some of this money.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
They'll be crying out for public options.
It's the cost, I think, of having the kind of America that we want to have.
Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages?
You have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Those voices don't speak for the rest of us. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth.
There have been times where America's shown arrogance.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Boy, is that so true. Those words continue to echo, and it's not that we can say that we have not been warned. I mean, the voices of reason have been crying out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's like a voice coming out in the desert. But if we're not ready for this, and, you know, the scary part of all this is that, seriously, you know, Scott, we're looking at a socialist who just, clobbered Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. And the momentum is picking up. I mean, this whole idea of free, but, you know, this has been something that this government has been conditioning for a long time. So, you know, why shouldn't we be surprised? You know, the things that are, you know, being taught in the halls of academia, not even the halls, let's just say the, you know, outright classrooms, to just say, look at America is so messed up and we're so undeserving that, all the this next generation is being ripped off. They are being ripped off, but we need to make sure we understand the war that we're fighting here, right?
Definitely, and they've even gone so far to make it so things like math, simple things that should have no, 2 + 2 should always be 2, and you figure out 2 + 2 by taking 2 things and adding 2 more things.
Yeah.
They've even changed that, how that's done.
Yeah.
And the scariest part is that Sanders is doing this through the youth vote.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing that someone who is 74 years old, you talk about old being old and passé, but as far as the kids are, they look at him maybe as the favorite uncle or something. I don't know.
I love my grandpa, but I didn't want a bunch of free stuff from him.
Yeah, but they're just flat out rejecting Hillary Clinton. I mean, forget about whether or not she gets indicted. Her path to the nomination, everybody talks so optimistically that she's just going to, you know, be able to take the black vote and, forget about what Bernie has done with Al Sharpton, whatever backroom deal he may have made with Al Sharpton to try and get some of the black vote. She needs more than the black vote, but it is quite telling to say the least, in light of these warnings that Ronald Reagan gave us, 30 years ago, that here we are. And we're looking it straight in the face, and we're just allowing our freedoms to just dissipate, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. Welcome aboard. We've got a whole bunch to share with you today. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for the constitutional attorney and author John Whitehead, founder and president of the Rutherford Institute and editor of GadflyOnline.com. His latest book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People. Well, John, always good to have you with us. And the war on the American people continues, doesn't it?
Continues in every phase that I'm seeing, from what we say to the government, by the way. We might want to check in on this, is that $71 million now has been spent on grenade launchers, cannon launchers, firearms, helmets for groups like the EPA, the Food and Drug Administration. So for some reason, under the Obama administration, the government's arming massively, $71 million worth of armored equipment all across the board, from the IRS to whatever. But probably one of the most important areas I see today is the attack on free speech out there. I'm getting calls from kids in schools who are saying they're being reported for telling a joke on college campuses, to journalists, by the way. We're helping a journalist out in Oregon who was part of the standoff at the Malheur post there, and he never was inside it. He just advocated for the people inside, and he's in jail and basically a solitary confinement awaiting trial just for free speech. He never said anything that even bordered on during the situation, bordered on violence or whatever, but he's been lumped in with everybody that was carrying a gun.
John, he's in solitary confinement? He's a journalist?
Basically so. He gets out 1 hour a day, yeah. Pete Santelli's his name. Yeah, basically what he said, he was real clear. He says, my only weapon is my mouth. He went through it, and then, but this week I have a commentary where I talk about it. I say, dangerous speech would the Founding Fathers be considered domestic extremists today? And
without a doubt.
Looking at Thomas Jefferson, who said, what country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take up arms. And probably one of the people might want to chuckle about, Benjamin Franklin said, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Yeah, liberty exactly. is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote.
So exactly.
These guys today, looking at what the Pentagon's doing right now and the NSA, they're doing threat assessments, if you're familiar with that. But mm-hmm. what they're doing is everything you're saying on social media, people like journalists, by the way, we help radio talk show hosts who go home at night sometimes after they've done a fiery commentary on a politician, and the FBI's waiting. They're listening to everything you're saying. They're recording everything talk show hosts are saying, by the way, so exactly. that if you do get arrested, they can use that against you. But the Pentagon now is doing threat assessments. If stuff you say on Twitter, your Facebook page, they're collecting that. If it even appears to be violent, even if you're joking, they couple that with the fact that you might run a stop sign. if they come to your door, someone calls or just, you know, policeman checks in, they look on their phone now. Yeah. And they give a threat assessment. I mean, if you've done anything, like, and I tell people not to, I have veterans who've contacted me saying, John, I have my gun. I'm ready and waiting for that SWAT team raid. I email them immediately and say, don't do that. I understand you have a right to defend yourself, but don't tell them you're standing waiting.
Exactly.
They have a right to do that. But SWAT team raid comes in the middle of the night. We've actually helped people who have faced that. I mean, it's awful.
Yes.
But don't be saying that, because the government's doing what they call threat assessments now. They're giving them to local police. And as you know, local police have their Stingray devices, which are a fake cell phone tower and little boxes that fit in their car. They go by and collect all the information on your cell phone. They know everything you're doing, so there's no privacy anymore. Yes. So be careful, folks, I'm saying out there. And if a policeman comes to your door, I would say, unless it's egregious, be as polite as possible. You might get hurt.
You know, John, we hear that repeatedly, how, you know, the surveillance is expanded, but yet, you know, we didn't know about what happened in San Bernardino with a homegrown terrorist right there in the neighborhood.
Well, supposedly they knew about this, I think. I'm not sure. The other thing I have to be questioned today, and you know, the founding fathers said this, from Jefferson, Franklin, Washington. Listen, the fellow who wrote our Bill of Rights, James Madison, said we ought to mistrust all those in power. Don't, you know, that is, I say, if you're a patriot, you really believe in freedom, whatever your religion is, by the way, mistrust the government, calculate things, because sometimes some of the stuff I'm seeing really does not make sense. I have former NSA agents that meet with me, and they say there's nothing. Most people don't realize that the FBI, from a distance, they say they can turn your cell phone on when it's off, and it turns into a microphone. They can turn your laptop on from a distance. It becomes a camera. There's nothing out there. I mean, I talk to former Secret Service agents who tell me they're wrapping their cell phone in aluminum foil now. They talk about conspiracy theorists. These are former government agents.
Exactly. Well, and the reason they're doing it, because they've seen it done, right?
They've seen it done. Everything's tapped into. And the thing is that way they're arming, like I just said, the federal government is arming the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Food and Drug Administration, cannon launchers, the Bureau of Public Debt and Small Business has body armor and bulletproof vests now. So you have over 150,000 federal agents running around now with the kind of equipment that you'd only expect in the middle of warfare, and it's not aimed at someone landing from a foreign country. It's turning in toward the American citizenry.
Exactly.
So I've talked to a few social analysts that believe that what the government may be expecting is probably an economic collapse of some kind. They're concerned, and they're concerned that Americans are going to get nasty or angry. But, again, I always see that in small portions, so I think they're overestimating what Americans would do.
Well, John, it definitely, you've got to be warned when you've got police officers taking an oath that they will not shoot on everyday citizens like you and me. I mean, what does that tell you?
Yeah, that's it. But the thing is, it is happening. In this country, they kill more, the police do in 1 year, than six of the major industrial countries in the world. So, and the other thing that I've noticed is that the FBI has said very clearly in statistics they've studied and analyzed that Americans being violent, crime in America, Americans against Americans, is at a 40-year low. So the question is, why all the ramped up armor, the surveillance and stuff like that? There is a concern. You're going to get a few occasional uprisings, like we've seen out recently in Oregon. But I just don't see Americans running out in the streets with guns. And by the way, if you have a gun, if you've bought a gun anywhere, they know you have that gun. And
we've got more guns out there than population right now, John.
Yeah, I'm telling people to ramp it down, be careful. I deal with a lot of good policemen who don't agree with this stuff. The government's not evil. I'm not saying, I think a lot of government agents I talk to don't like it, but they don't know what to do about it, because some of the large corporate interests, there's 150 lobbyists per senator. There's so much money being poured into this equipment that police are getting and stuff like that, that they're making a lot of money and they're pushing it. And unfortunately, the people in Washington, D.C. are not representing us properly. And all the studies show that.
Well, you know, the sensitivity of our language, definitely at the point of this, John, is our government. Because, as you say, the people are trying to, you know, they're trying to figure this out. And they're the effect. I mean, it's the government. It's the leadership that's leading the way. I'm just concerned that, you know, this is going to spread into the population, and then you got a lot of craziness from everyday people.
Yeah, today you have offensive speech, you have incorrect, unsafe speech, stuff that when I was a kid you heard all the time, bullying, intimidating speech. We have cases where, we actually have a case in New Jersey where
Let me stop you right here, okay. Only because we're out of time. We got to take a hard break, and we come back, we'll pick it up from there. This is Bill Martinez, sir. More from John Whitehead right after
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with the America. This is Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with constitutional attorney and author John Whitehead, founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, and his latest book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People. And John, I want to pick up where we left off. We were talking about, you know, our First Amendment and, you know, freedom of speech, that it is certainly not the case. And you said that, you know, people are being bullied and all kinds of language.
Well, what they call in schools a lot of times, bullying speech. We have a case in New Jersey where a fourth grader walks into the cafeteria and a bunch of some girls are talking. And one of the girls says, how come, you know, ask one of the girls why you have purple hair today. And our kid, who was a friend of the girl with purple hair, said, she had lice last week. She's finished and she changed her hair. A teacher overheard that, jerked him out of the classroom. He was cited with bullying, sent home. They're going to suspend him from school. We actually defended him, got him back into school. But he was just stating a fact. He wasn't doing that. But anything you say today, what's called hateful speech now, Facebook, Google now are going to eliminate what they call hateful speech. In other words, you're going to be censored. They may delete it. And I'm telling people, by the way things are going on the Internet, if you're reading, you know, books on the Internet, be careful. If you really like a book, get a hard copy and put it in your library because words are going to disappear. Remember, George Orwell predicted that in his book 1984. And Orwell had a great statement. He said, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And today, a lot of government agents, people don't want to hear people outside waving their picket signs or saying, we don't agree with you. And what I'm seeing is, and this is key here, and a lot of social analysts have said this, once you tell people what they can and cannot say, you control how they think. And if you control how they think, you control the citizenry.
Exactly.
And I actually had a guy a year and a half ago call me. He said, a friend of mine, he said he was at his company Christmas party. And they had banned the words Merry Christmas from the Christmas party. They said, you know, it's Happy Holidays. He said people were going around the room whispering in each other's ear Merry Christmas as if it was obscene language or pornography.
Yeah, can you?
And he said it was scary how people can be intimidated like that. But what we defend, you know, as a Rutherford Institute, a lot of folks who just say, hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell a census worker who's trying to put his foot in my door, we had a case like that, to get off my property, those kind of things. They're talking back. But again, that's why we have a First Amendment. The Founding Fathers gave us that. And Louis Brandeis, a great Supreme Court justice, said this in one of his opinions. He said the Founding Fathers weren't cowards. They were afraid to talk back to government agents, and they weren't afraid to say what was on their mind. But in those days, you know, generally you didn't get arrested for it. Today, you can get in a lot of trouble with the wrong words, especially if you're in a school or college now. With trigger warnings, they're eliminating certain words. The word God's disappearing from some curriculums. I had a group of third graders I talked to not long ago, and they had a list of words that they couldn't say. They wouldn't even hardly spell them. So I asked one of the girls, could you spell some of the words? And she said, well, the G word, we can't say that. I said, oh, God? She said, no. I said, can you write it down? She wrote the word guns.
Oh.
And I said, you're kidding me. And I thought, how do you teach civics in that school of Second Amendment? How do you teach what our troops in Afghanistan are carrying? Are they carrying G's?
Exactly.
So why are we afraid of language today? Because we're being taught to be afraid of language. And we're not talking about curse words. A curse word now is God or guns and things like that. As I show in my book, Battlefield America, if citizens of this country don't start saying no to some of this stuff, the next generation of kids, and I talk to kids, by the way, I just spoke to a university class on the media. I was shocked. They had no idea what was going on in this country. All their news came off of the Today Show or something like that. They had no idea exactly what was happening in this country. SWAT team raids, 80,000 SWAT team raids. They had no idea all those things occurring in this country.
Yeah,
they were clueless.
If Kim Kardashian's not involved with it,
they
don't know what's going on. I mean, sadly, that's the thing. There was a recent survey on college campuses. They're asking people, you know, just basic civics questions, you know, things that even when you become a citizen, you know. And dare I say, they know it better than these kids that are in college campuses whose parents are paying upwards of $75,000 a year for their education. They couldn't answer any question, but then they ask, and this was done by a student on the campus in Texas, and then they started asking them about entertainment, you know, Kanye West and Beyonce. Boy, they had all the answers. They didn't have to think
twice. They were just right off the top of their heads. But, boy, you ask them who the vice president of the United States is, and it's like, you know, you're
thinking about it. They don't know. Right. I just spoke to, about a year ago, I spoke to about 150 lawyers. These are so-called constitutional or Berkeley, Harvard graduates. About our cases at the Rutherford Institute, in the middle of my speech, I stopped and asked, can any lawyer in this room give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? I said, if you raise your hand, I'll call you.
Yes.
I looked around the room. One guy started to raise his hand. I started to put my finger and he put it down. My wife is at the back of the room. She said, they were arguing. These are lawyers, by the way. They were arguing. What's the right? And when I walked out of that room, I looked at my wife and I said, it's worse than I thought.
Are we in trouble? Yeah.
We're in trouble. Because, listen, the key to freedom is a knowledgeable citizenry, okay? If you know what's going on, you're up with it, you know your rights, you know how to respond to it nonviolently, by the way.
Exactly.
And get things done. But the way things are going today, most people have no clue what's going on. Then there are the few out there that do speak up, and they get clamped down on, they get angry, and they will get violent. And then the government looks at them and says, look, there's the bad people.
Well, and the thing is, on top of that, John, is when they do speak up, then, you know, the heavy hand of the law and our government falls on them, and it becomes an expensive proposition. And they're going to do everything they can to drain their bank accounts and give them a hard time. Because, you know, we can't allow, you know, this sentiment to be reproduced, can we?
No, you can't, because what's happened today in Washington, D.C., and again, there's that 2014 Princeton University study that showed they did two decades of study of policies passed in Washington, D.C., laws, et cetera. The professors came to the conclusion that Washington, D.C. does not listen to us, the American people. They listen to moneyed interests, what they call, you know, basically an oligarchy of moneyed people. That's the problem. I often tell people this. The three most beautiful words in the English language for Americans are we the people. That's how the Constitution starts. And what that means is, and the founders believe this, the government is us, the people. Supposedly the people in government, like the president or whatever, they're our representatives. We're the government. What's happened is, though, we've turned it over to another body, what I would call an alien body at this point. What I'm telling people is, you can change these things, but you're going to have to get active, especially in local government. Get your act together. The average American watches 151 hours of television a month. I'm saying, hey, give us one-third of those hours for freedom. Get down to your local city council meeting and make sure your government's running properly. Make sure that the police are not going through doors without warrants at night and killing people. Get that corrected. And
well, they've got to do more, John, than just be anti-establishment. Is what we're seeing in these these current primaries that are going on. You know, this is why the anti-establishment candidates are getting so much momentum going in their direction. Is it doesn't matter. They've had it with the K Street interest and these money interests and these elitists that have been running our government. As you say, it is in direct contrast to we the people. But if we the people aren't going to stand up, then hey, the elites will take over. They'll be happy to take it.
They've already taken over. You know, like I say, you know, people were concerned about all this military equipment flowing to police, and we were told that it was old equipment coming out of Afghanistan. Well, the Rutherford Institute, we did our little study of it, found out 60% of it was new equipment.
Yeah.
So we're not doing our fact checking. We're not listening. And again, if you're not up on things to go, an educated citizenry is the key to freedom.
That's the
point. And an active citizenry. And you can't, education precedes action.
No, it's a good point, John, and it is absolutely critical. You know, we've been saying on this show for a number of years that if things are going to change, I mean, we're at a point now where 7 out of 10 people say we're on the wrong track. Well, if it's going to change, it's going to be a bottom-up movement. It's got to be at the grassroots, right?
Got to be we the people, yeah. And that's what I'm telling you. You are the government. The government's not Obama. It's not the president. You are the government, and it's up to you. If you want to make sure your children are going to live in a free country, you better act now because, listen, I've been in the area of constitutional law 40 years, and this is the worst I've ever seen in our country in terms of what people know, exercising their freedoms, the political correctness, the clamp down on free speech, and those kind of things. So you've only got a short envelope. And listen, I'm getting this from former people who worked in the government. They're scared. They're saying, hey, as I told you earlier, I mean, I have people who are moving out of the country. These are former government agents, and they're signaling to me to follow them.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
February.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where else he gone?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. Maybe inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Well, earlier this month, President Obama proclaimed that the economy has recovered from the Great Recession. And I know you probably, there was a collective, oh, really? Well, in reality, as today's report shows, the economy is still struggling to grow. And here to help us understand is the one who's been on top of all this from day one. We've had so many discussions with Steve Moore. FreedomWorks senior economic contributor Stephen Moore is with us right now. Stephen, boy, I'll tell you, you know, what comes to mind right away is what Chris Christie said, that we need a translator whenever we're trying to hear and understand what's coming out of the Beltway.
That's true. I mean, the president did his little Super Bowl shuffle in the end zone on Friday when the jobs report came out. And, you know, he was really celebrating. And I'm not sure what he was celebrating, because this economy really is looking very rocky to me, and maybe even, you know, headed southward in terms of look what's happened with the stock market. Happened with jobs. Look what's happened with, you know, the people haven't had a pay raise now in 10 years. And just look at the polls. I mean, Americans think that the economy stinks. They think that they're very worried that we're not going to see the, you know, the American dream for their kids.
Exactly. Steve, does the president lose all credibility when he talks about, you know, a 5% unemployment rate, when people know, just to your point, that they look around and see half their neighborhood unemployed?
Yeah, the unemployment rate is not 5%. It's 10%. And that's because, you know, we're not counting a lot of the people who are stuck in part-time jobs that they can't raise their family on. And a lot of Americans, millions more, have just stopped looking for work. They're what we call long-term unemployed that aren't even counted anymore. So, yeah, and nobody believes 5% unemployment. I know you don't, Bill, and I don't know anybody thinks we have a 5% unemployment rate. In fact, we probably shouldn't use the unemployment rate statistic anymore, because it's become meaningless. Because so many millions and millions of Americans have dropped out of looking for jobs.
Well, it's such an insult for those that are looking for jobs. And as you say, Steve, I you know, and I'm not totally convinced that they're out of work, because what they're doing is they're going underground and they're working under the table, which I think is going to be a challenge for our economy down the road, because how do you repatriate these people that have been used to, you know, living under the table?
Well, look, I think this economy has been so underperforming for now for the last 8 or 10 years. We just haven't seen the growth rate. So we've been growing at just barely 2%. And normally during a recovery, we would grow at about twice that level, about 4%. Now, a lot of people might say, think, oh, that's not much difference between 2 and 4% growth. You know, in 1 year there isn't, but over 6 or 7 years, you know, the compounding effect of those lower growth rates means we would have $3 trillion, that's trillion with a T, more GDP if we had grown at the rate that Reagan's economy did versus the rate under Obama. So
exactly. That's
a huge number. That would mean we'd have about $15,000 more per household if we had a Reagan-style expansion.
Well, again, we're faced with the reality of, you know, this poor recovery due to higher taxes, crippling regulation, and, you know, just this debt that we continue to carry, Steve. This is not helping the situation whatsoever, just making it worse.
Well, you know, as we speak, I'm reading through President Obama's new budget, and I'm probably one of the dozen or so people actually read that budget. Mm-hmm. It was dead on arrival, thank God. But, you know, this is trillions of dollars of new spending over the next 10 years. It makes what he calls these critical investments, unquote, which is just more government spending. It's more of this, you know, remember the shovel-ready projects that he promised in his first term, and all the stuff we spent money on in the first term. He wants to spend more money on infrastructure. He wants to spend money on green energy. He wants to spend money on education. Now, we've done that. You know, we've done that in spades. He acts as if we don't have a $19 trillion deficit. But $19 trillion national debt, but we do at a $20 trillion. That's not the legacy that I would like to see our nation leave my kids and my grandkids.
Exactly. Well, there's no doubt that we're putting all this debt on them, and it's like, when are we going to face reality here? Because, you know, it, like anything, Steve, as you know, the sooner we face it, the better off we are. Meanwhile, as you mentioned earlier, the compounding interest, the compounding impact of being, you know, running at this deficit year after year, I mean, like, when is enough enough here? And then on top of that, because the price of oil is so low, the president throws out a $10, you know, tax or a $10 surcharge because there's room. But, you know, what is that going to do for us in the long run? I mean, we're just going to invest in more green energy investments that have gotten us nothing?
This is a president who truly wants to destroy our fossil fuels industry in America. So he's already well on the way to destroying our coal industry. Now he's going after our oil and gas industry. I mean, can you think of a worse time than putting a $10 a barrel tax on an industry that's already out of its back? I mean, we're seeing throughout the country a lot of our oil production is falling because the price is so low. I mean, the industry is sort of a victim of its own success. So now that that tens of thousands of people are being let off and laid off in the oil patch areas, the president wants to put a new tax that's going to lead to even more layoffs. And by the way, the people are going to pay that $10 a barrel tax are not the oil companies. They're going to pass that on to the people at the gas pump. So by my estimate, it's about 20 to 25 cents a gallon more cost because, you know, and by the way, I just can't help saying this. But just 2 or 3 weeks ago, the president was saying, isn't $2 a gallon gasoline really a wonderful thing? And then 2 weeks later, he wants to put a 25-cent tax on it.
Exactly. And this is coming from a president and administration in the name of Jack Lew, who said that we're not paying enough for gas, that, you know, if we're paying $8 a gallon like everybody else, that should be acceptable, says the man who rides around in the people's cars, right?
That'll do wonders for the economy. I don't know. When I go to the gas pump now, and where I live in Northern Virginia, we're paying about $1.89 a gallon. I don't see too many people complaining. You know? So if you want to see what it looks like if you have these massive regulations and all of these taxes on gasoline, you go to California where people are still paying, you know, over $3 a gallon.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, thank you very much for a one-party state, which I came from. So I trust me, every time I go back there, it galls me that the people of California continue to put up with that kind of insanity.
Yeah, well, I think that if we got our our energy policies right, I think we would see, we could see a $1.50 gallon gasoline. We could have a future where we're producing more oil and gas in this country than we're buying. So we could basically get off of foreign imports of oil and actually be selling this stuff abroad rather than purchasing it. I mean, that would be a total game changer, but that's not going to happen. And I got to say this. I mean, this president's idea is that somehow we're going to power our $19 trillion industrial economy in America with windmills. I mean, that's not even a serious thing to suggest. And, you know, the solar industry wouldn't even exist today if it weren't for all the, you know, subsidies we'll already throw at that industry.
Yeah, and where's our return on investment?
Yeah, well put. It's been highly negative so far. I mean, you know, it's amazing. We've spent about $150 billion in the last 8 years under Bush and Obama on, you know, all this green energy. And do you know what percentage of our energy today comes from wind and solar power?
Well, it's got to be less than 10%.
Oh, way less. About 2 to 3%.
2% after $150 billion.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's
you tell
return.
Me what CEO anywhere in America could live off of that legacy.
Yeah. And by the way, let's say that President Obama his wildest dreams come true and we're able to quadruple over the next, say, 10, 15 years the amount of energy we get from wind and solar power. Mr. President, where are we going to get the other 90%? We're still going to need coal and we're going to need oil and gas. And I'm going to warn folks. I mean, if we were to pursue President Obama's energy strategy, we would have brownouts in this country. We would have blackouts where people would lose their electric power. You don't have a reliable source of electricity production using wind and solar power.
Exactly. And the thing that's scary about this in this election cycle that we're in, Hillary Clinton says more of the same.
Yeah, that's the thing. This budget that President Obama came out with today, he wants spending to go from $4 trillion this year to over $5 trillion 4 years from now. That budget contains a lot of the same priorities that Hillary Clinton is talking about on the campaign stump, and even, I think it may even go to the left of Hillary and go towards Bernie Sanders. I don't know. I shudder to think that we would ever have a future where we'd be spending hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars more each year that we don't have.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The movie guy, we got. Hey, don't you like this music? I mean, we, you know, Steve the movie guy and Bill Martinez live. It's time for you, and we had to do it with the, you know, the whole orchestra and everything, just
that
to make sure
impressive.
Everybody was paying attention, huh? Well,
that,
you know, you're an impressive dude. You know, we gotta, you know, make sure that there's intro music fitting for you, ladies and gentlemen, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, of course. It is the movie guy with us, Steve Evans. Steve-O, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing great. We're doing great. Kung Fu Panda 3 was doing great again last weekend.
What is going on here? I mean, you know.
Well, you know, it wasn't a huge weekend at the box office because, of course, we had that thing called the Super Bowl. However, Kung Fu Panda 3 did make $21.3 million. So there you go. It's number one, enough to be number one. I had a chance to see the number two movie last weekend, which was Hail Caesar. Did you get a chance to get on?
I've heard a lot of good things about it. I think, you know, and I'm probably in the mood for one of those amusing type movies, you know, where you can just sit back and put the brain on hold, you know?
Well, that's what you have here. It's not Citizen Kane, but it's a lot of fun. It has a great cast. It takes place back in Hollywood's golden age. It stars Josh Brolin as a Hollywood fixer. He works for a studio, and he has lots of problems to fix. We have George Clooney in this, also Alden, Aaron Eich. We have Ralph Fiennes, Jonah Hill, Scarlett Johansson, Frances McDormand, Tilden Swinton, and we also have Channing Tatum in this. And the great thing about it is they recreate these big production numbers that were a part of that era. For instance, Scarlett Johansson plays an Esther Williams-like character who has a big swimming number.
She's in the swimming pool and everything.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We have Channing Tatum recreating a Gene Kelly dance number with a bunch of sailors, and it's really done well. Yeah, of course, George Clooney, he's starring in this movie called Hail Caesar. He gets kidnapped. And it's just, you know, I would highly recommend it. If you get a chance, go out and see Hail Caesar.
Probably Star all the Wars. Folks, Steve-O, in New Hampshire, after they're getting carpet bombed with all those political ads, they just need to rest the brain and
I would imagine
give themselves a little bit of a vacation, you know?
I can't imagine what it must be like to be in a primary state. Luckily, I'm in California. We don't do all that until later. But
well, no, that's because California has already decided. They don't even need to have a primary, you know?
Maybe that's the good part of living in California. We don't have to go through that. But anyway, Star Wars was number three. Now, the important news about Star Wars is that it has broken $2 billion worldwide, and it's made $906 million in this country alone. Wow. Incredible numbers. The Revenant was number four, and Alejandro.
Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu won the Directors Guild Award last week. That's important because he also won last year for Birdman, and only seven times in the history of the DGA has the DGA Award winner not gone on to win the Academy Award. So I would say Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu is kind of an odds-on favorite to win the Oscars this year for
and
The Revenant.
And they've rung it up at the register quite a bit, too. What, almost $150 million?
That's right.
The Revenant? Wow, that's a lot. Poof.
It's a terrific film.
Yeah,
I think I would be, my money's on The Revenant to score big
really?
At the Oscars this year,
okay.
along
right.
with Leonardo DiCaprio. And then, of course, we had The Choice rounding out the top five, Choice, that Nicholas Sparks movie. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I want to mention one thing about the DGA Awards. Alex Garland won Best New Director, and he did Ex Machina, which is a terrific film. Mm-hmm. If you didn't get a chance to see it earlier, see if you can rent that one, because that is very impressive. Out this weekend, we have a movie a lot of people have been looking forward to, Deadpool. This did very well at Comic-Con, at least when they played the trailer at Comic-Con this year. Everybody went wild. Now, this is based on the Marvel Comics' most unconventional anti-hero. Deadpool, played by Ryan Reynolds, is, this is the origin story of the Special Forces operative turned mercenary. The character's name is Wade Wilson. He's subjected to a rogue experiment that leaves him with accelerated healing powers, and he adopts this alter ego, Deadpool. So he's armed with his new abilities and a dark, twisted sense of humor, and he hunts down the man who nearly destroyed his life. 82% of the critics are recommending this one. It should be big, one of the biggest movies probably in the history of the month of February. They say it should make north of $80 million this weekend.
Wow. What would these guys do without Marvel Comics? I mean, Marvel Comics has been the basis for movies the last five years, huh?
You know, who would have thought, you know, years ago, they made comic books, but boy, mm-hmm. it's just turned into this gold mine. Here's what one critic says about Deadpool. It's silly, swaggering, and obscene, but I mean all those words in the best possible way. There you have it. Check out
the
trailer.
And the deal is, you got something, you know, bred out of Marvel Comics, and they make it into an R, which is unfortunate, I think. Again, I just think this has potential, unless I'm missing something here, Steve-O. You know,
that's true. I didn't think about that, but you're right. It could be they may be missing part of the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I mean, you know,
kids will sneak
what did they have, a costume malfunction there or something? What's going on?
Part of that, though, Bill, is because of what the comic is. The comic itself is very, if they made it anything other than R, the fans of Deadpool would be pretty upset.
Oh, Deadpool's an R guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Scott straightens this out right here, Steve-O, because and he's on top of these things. He breaks this down for me. Okay, so that makes sense.
Well, you know, at Comic-Con, here's what they said. Mouth ajar, happily offended by every other word out of Merc's mouth. Now it's time to see how the finished movie stands up. So, yeah.
Was he a politician or something? I mean, you know.
What's
going on with this language here all of a sudden?
But they also out there, another, well, it's PG-13, it's Zoolander 2. Now, Zoolander 2, of course, is starring Ben Stiller. This he stars as Derek Zoolander. You also have Owen Wilson starring as Hansel. These are two models. They're recruited by Valentina, played by Penelope Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
She's an Interpol agent and former swimwear model. They're recruited to stop a deranged killer, played by Will Ferrell, who is targeting the world's most beautiful people. Here's what the critics had to say about Zoolander. One critic said, it is embarrassing, it's lazy, and aggressively unfunny. Another critic with the Daily News said, hey, did you like Zoolander? Well, then you'll like Zoolander, too. So there you go.
Exactly.
I saw the trailer. It made me laugh.
Well, you know, they asked Ben Stiller, says, it's been 17 years between Zoolander 1 and Zoolander 2, and his response was really clever. He goes, well, we had to wait for Justin Bieber, because I guess the Biebs in the opening deal, I guess he gets shot up.
Yeah, he's one of those celebrities they hunt down and kill. That's right. So, he's in it. And also, rumor has it, Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato also.
Okay. When you're a swimwear model, it makes you cranky, you know, and you start shooting people.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's Penelope Cruz that's shooting. I think it is Will Ferrell, and he is the strangest looking Will Ferrell. I mean, he looks.
I love the hairdo. I love the hairdo. It's really 21st century.
Something. All right, we also have out there How to Be Single. Now, this, of course, is starring Dakota Johnson, who who gave us 50 Shades of Grey earlier. She plays a young Alice in this, who after 4 years of college decides she needs a break from a long-term boyfriend, Josh. So she's excited and ready for new challenges. The eager grad moves to New York to take a job as a paralegal. And helping her navigate her way through the unfamiliar city is Robin, played by Rebel Wilson, a fun-loving co-worker who enjoys partying and one-night stands. Now, with Robin as her freewheeling guide, Alice can now learn how to get free drinks, meet men, and enjoy the single lifestyle. Kind of a Sex in the City thing with Dakota Johnson.
It's just a lost art, how to be single. And they've found it, I guess.
Well, you can take a few lessons this weekend. Not reviewed for the critics, unfortunately, how to be single out
there. Well, their wives don't want them to see it, that's why.
Could be. Then we have Where to Invade Next. We have Michael Moore back. Now, in this one, this is an expansive, rib-tickling, and subversive comedy in which Moore, playing the role of invader, visits a host of nations to learn how the U.S. could improve its own prospects. Have you ever seen Fahrenheit 9/11 or Bowling for Columbine?
Yes, right, exactly, yeah. Well, after the love fest he had with Megyn Kelly, I thought maybe he'd have Megyn Kelly on a cameo in this movie or something.
I don't know. He's always interesting, so it'll be interesting. 74% of the critics are recommending this one, Where to Invade Next, the new Michael Moore film out there. And then a couple of smaller movies which are kind of interesting because they've been big on the festival circuit. Let's start with one called Of Mind and Music. This has won a lot of awards out there. This is a story of a beautiful street musician suffering from memory loss and a disheartened neuroscientist intent on helping her, bringing together the city of New Orleans and the jazz that made it famous. Beautifully shot. I mean, the great shots of New Orleans, and the music is terrific. You should check out the trailer to see what that one's all about.
You know, I'll tell you, sometimes, you know, when you see the posters of movies, it's very engaging. I love the poster of the movie. I mean, it really draws you in. So it tells you this is going to be really special. I like movies like this. This could be a lot of fun.
It's out there this weekend, Of Mind and Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then a movie called Touched with Fire. Now, this is about two manic depressives meeting in a psychiatric hospital, which sounds like the beginning of a joke.
I'm just going to say.
But it's a very serious movie, and it stars Katie Holmes and Luke Kirby. And it's about these two manic depressives. They meet in a psychiatric hospital, and they begin a romance. And it brings out all of the beauty and the horror of their condition. 50% of the critics are recommending you probably should check out the trailer on this one before you go. But it is a very interesting movie and well done, I think. I think good performances by both Katie and Luke.
What happens, Steve? Well, you know, when you're an actor and you do a movie like this, do you figure in maybe 6 months of therapy afterwards? I mean, because you've got to be the character.
Yeah,
and I imagine. That's just so consumes you. It's probably I need to talk to somebody about this to get this character out of me.
Yeah, it's a rough movie, but I think, like I said, it's very well done. Coming up this weekend, the Writers Guild Awards and the BAFTA Awards, the British Academy of Film Awards, that's happening this weekend. So we are on our way to the big one, the Academy Awards on February the 28th. That's what's happening.
What's your big prediction?
I think The Revenant is going to do real well.
Continue to do well, huh? Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Steve, the movie guy from Hollywood, California. Steve, always good to have you with us. Appreciate you dropping in and keeping us up to date as to what's happening on the big screen, along with the wonderful coming attractions and everything like that. So, hey, we'll see you at the multiplex. Don't forget the popcorn, huh?
Absolutely.
You got it. This is Bill Martinez live 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.